And we're live.
Welcome back to the Postcards Podcast with Nathan and Steven. We are
Good.
okay. I'll just recap what I said earlier on take one. Is it good
Yeah.
right now?
Yeah, we're good.
Are you sure?
We're having audio problems, everyone.
Yeah, but I finally found a way to plug in the new mic, so hopefully it's good. But
Yeah. Sean, thank you for the donation,
yeah,
even
thanks for
though
the
it's like
donation.
over a year ago and we just
Yeah,
haven't
I just
used it.
found out how to work it. So
Okay.
anyway,
Yeah, we
last
both have
podcast.
mics now.
Yeah, we do. We're so fancy, but I
Professional.
like yours looks more podcasty than mine.
It does, cause it's like it's look.
I want to get a little bubble around mine, so whoa, that's cool. Anyway,
Anyways,
today's Eternals. Yesterday we talked about Shang-Chi, and I think this is part of our series of catching up on stuff. I think we're
yeah, on
gonna
Marvel.
continue to do recent Marvel projects, but in that gap from, I was thinking about like our content, because pretty much through New Year's we're covered with stuff, but right after that, like not that we don't have anything, but I think we're gonna be mostly covering new releases, one, like as they come out. And then two, I think we're gonna go back and review every single.
Phase.
If we don't do every movie, we'll do every like trilogy or whatever, or phase, or we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we can do every movie.
No, not movie, but like if we do Iron Man, we could do one, two, and three or something.
That's true. We could do that.
Because I feel like if we did one like a phase at a time, it'd be so long.
Yeah, that's true.
And we could group stuff together like
Okay,
Incredible
I'm down
Hulk.
to do that. Yeah.
Anyway, that's just going forward. But today's Eternals.
Yep.
This one came out, I think it was a month ago now.
Yeah, the newest
And
Marvel release, right? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
other than Hawkeye, but yeah.
Yeah. And bad reception
Very bad, yeah.
from critics and fans, I think. I saw mixed things from fans, if I'm being honest. I saw some good, some bad.
Yeah. No, I
So
thought I got a decently high
yeah, it
score.
wasn't that bad from the audience, but I saw some people saying it was trash and some people saying it was like overhated. I think I'm somewhere in between.
Yeah.
I was
I think it's
leaning towards the,
overhated, but
yeah, it's definitely overhated, but I also think it has a lot of negatives that,
yeah, no, there's a lot of flaws in the movie.
but we'll start with general thoughts, because I honestly, we normally talk about pros and it just kind of turns into cons, but we'll see, because yeah, I think we just start with our pros after general thoughts and just like list them, and then we'll just get into the mixed feelings. So
Yeah.
general thoughts first.
General thoughts. I thought it was like pretty decent. Definitely not as bad as people say. It's definitely different. I mean, we said that for Shang-Chi, but they like are starting to take a lot more risks in their movies.
I just want to blow into my mic. Sorry, I
Yeah,
get it. I was just thinking about like I just started like okay. Anyway, that was so random.
don't know what I was
You
talking
said
about.
taking risks with like
Oh
it for Shang-Chi
yeah.
and Phase Four.
Yeah, it's like very different from what we've seen. Introduced multiple new characters, and a new major threat. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't. I always thought Galactus was going to be like kind of impossible to bring to the big screen, and I honestly still think it would be a little bit of a stretch this soon, even. But I think opening up the Celestials and you know, cosmic, and it's. I thought Guardians was kind of like space and cosmic and
Yeah.
whatever, but this was like even more so by a long shot. So
Yeah.
the only thing I really took away from this, like not that this is the only positive, but I like the risk taking, you know, and I like the new ideas and exploring things we haven't seen before. So I thought it full, like I was discussing the Shang-Chi one, I like that they went all the way through with it and they didn't back
Yeah.
out.
Yeah. You know, I thought the Celestials, it was cool to get more context because, I mean, they've been talked about multiple times before.
Yeah.
Like nowhere, like that head is supposed to be a celestial, and then also Peter's dad was a celestial, but also I don't like it's not the same,
Yeah, I don't know. Like that part confuses me a bit.
yeah. Because it's like, yeah, because I always think of them like the ones that are like holding the big staffs with the stones, and that's what we saw. And I thought, I mean, I'll just get into like cons, but I thought the movie was way too long, and it dragged. I mean, I think we talked about this on Shang-Chi too, but it dragged because, like, they kept going back and forth with being in present and then going back in the past, and sometimes it was really unclear. Like, I remember the first time they went back, I didn't even know. like they went back to Babylon.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was like, why are they in Babylon? And then I was like, oh, they're in the past. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, it just made the movie really hard to like watch, and the flow was all messed up.
Yeah, it was just disjointed because they, one of my biggest like gripes with it is, you know, the time jumping is okay if it's done right, but it wasn't, because they're now asking you to care about characters like that we don't even know. Like the main one.
Yeah.
Don't even know her name. I forgot it, but.
Cersei?
No, not even, or not the main one, the leader.
Oh.
Ajak?
Yeah, Ajak.
She dies like early on, and we're like supposed to feel like kind of hurt by it, but we don't. And then she keeps showing up in flashbacks anyway, so it doesn't even feel like she's dead.
Yeah.
There's just weird stuff like that that they do. It made it feel longer because I was trying to piece everything together.
Yeah. No, I think them shoving all the characters in the movie was like bad for multiple reasons. Like what you just said, the fact like you don't feel for her death because the betrayal means nothing. Like their relationship hasn't really been expanded upon
to enough. The
point where it's like, oh, that's crazy that he did that. Like, it was just like, okay, I don't really know any backstory. So, about it like they were like super close, but you only saw like one flashback and it was barely anything of them talking.
Yeah, I felt like they crammed two movies into one, you know? Like you said, you don't have time to spend with them before the betrayal happens. You know, I feel like the first one you do is set up with all the Eternals. And then another huge thing is, with the Deviants, I think they were completely underdeveloped and they didn't even feel like a threat. So I think you do a first movie with between the Eternals and Deviants where we get to learn our characters. The second one is their purpose and you start seeing them kind of clash. And I don't know. I did like, though, that the threat was not necessarily a huge CGI threat. I liked that it was within each other.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't presented the best way at times, I like that Icarus was kind of the conflict a little bit.
I like that part of the conflict, but the Deviants were just like they needed to choose. I feel like it was almost like Civil War, where there was like three main things going almost. Except Civil War, it wasn't like terrible. Like they still did it fine enough where it didn't affect the movie that much. But this one, it's just like the movie was like 2.5 hours long. And they wasted so much time on the flashbacks when it should have been used developing like characters and relationships and the conflicts. And I feel like the flashbacks were pretty useless almost. Like they just gave you minor context and like they didn't really do much other than that.
Yeah. And I think they were trying to set up like themes and stuff. Like we talked about Druid being our favorite character. And I still think he is probably in terms of complexity. Because he struggled with, you know, the moral dilemma with whatever and, you know, helping humans and serving their purpose. And that's a really good idea, but it's underdeveloped once again. And for such a long movie to still have underdeveloped ideas, it's kind of a flaw, pretty big flaw, actually.
No, yeah. Like all these characters, I can name their arcs.
Yeah.
But they weren't good. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like Sprite was supposed to, I mean, her whole thing was like that she was struggling with the fact that she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally she's like humanized at the end. I mean, kind of not humanized, I don't know the word, but and then you have Druig with, I mean, like I liked his whole character, how he was struggling with the thing, and then at some point he was almost enslaving the humans, but he was trying to do it out of their own good. I don't know. I just thought Druig's character was really cool. And he was like the only one that wasn't like black and white. But Cersei's character was kind of basic, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. I felt like Cersei was the one you're supposed to connect with because she likes humans, but I feel like Druig was the most human of them all, you know, with his emotions and stuff, even though he was controlling other people.
Yeah, I mean, she was supposed to, like, love humans, but I feel like even that wasn't shown that much. Like, they didn't prove that to me.
And just as a trait, that's kind of...
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of a weak character, I feel like. But
yeah.
She wasn't, like, horrible enough to where I was like, I can't even watch this main character. And she wasn't, like, unbearable, but she was just fine, you know, so.
Yeah.
I thought Icarus was good for the most part. It was, again, though, that betrayal was just a little bit, it fell flat, kind of, you know. I understand the motivations and I understand the two sides of it. Like, I understand what they're trying to tell me. It's just like, I don't know. I know people were kind of making fun of the fact that he just flew into the sun and died at the end, but I don't like hate that he couldn't live with his guilt and he just like, because I don't know how you recover from that, really. So,
yeah, I just, the part that upsets me about that is like, it's supposed to be symbolic, but it doesn't fit his character.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, the whole story of Icarus, like that he was too confident in, like, and he felt like he was a god, so he flew into the sun. I mean, that, like, we've been talking about this in English. And like, he ended up falling back down to earth and dying, but his Icarus's character doesn't really come off that way. I would say, like, I guess maybe at some points he thinks of himself as a god or like the most powerful eternal, but he isn't doing it because of that. He's doing it because he wants to follow through on orders, you know? And so like, him flying into the sun, I mean, it's just him basically like not living with his guilt, which is like really different. I feel like they could have done that in a different way. They just like, it just felt like lazy writing to try to have like related it to this Greek myth when it's not really at all the same.
Yeah, that's probably why it didn't like upset me as much, because I just wasn't like connected to that storyline at all. I didn't know that, so.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing he had related to Icarus was the fact that he could fly. I mean, I think that was the whole joke.
Yeah.
Like they point that out at one point, but I don't know.
In terms of the other characters, I think those are pretty much the main ones. I think Angelina Jolie's character was completely random. The fact that she just had nightmares and couldn't contain herself. I did not. Like, I get that they were doing the like, she kind of had visions or whatever from her past lives of help, but it was just so, again, underdeveloped. It just, like, happened. I was like, okay.
Yeah, no, that conflict also was just like, I don't think it was. The best relationship that I wish we saw more of was her and the Asian dude.
Whatever. Gilgamesh.
Yeah, Gilgamesh. Like, their friendship, I feel like that was the best relationship that was developed. And then he dies, and it's like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, I thought their friendship was cool. That fact that he like stayed with her, was willing to like spend time with her, even though he knew that he could have like that risk of dying.
Yeah.
And I thought that could have been explored more, but it wasn't.
And it won't be, because he's dead now. That was one of the stronger like aspects, I felt like. And same with I thought Druig and Makari didn't even get fleshed out at all. I thought.
Yeah, I didn't. Because, I mean, I guess I wasn't as surprised as like, you know, all the Eternals were like surprised. Because there's that one flashback of them talking and it kind of seemed romantic, but it's definitely not that fleshed out.
No, then he sees her again and they're like completely romantic and everyone's like, oh, we missed something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought they could have gone somewhere, but they didn't. And then, dang it.
King, what's his name? Kingo.
Kingo? Kingo,
Kingo. His character, I liked his character. Just
he's funny.
Comic relief.
Yeah.
In a pretty serious movie. And he didn't have an arc just because, you know, comic relief. Like,
but he also, like, I like that he established a human life. Like, he was living among his people and he, like, actually had a life.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny because other people were so, like, caught up in their mystical. You know. I didn't.
The Tinker dude.
Fastos.
Yeah, Fastos.
I don't know. He also was another person with a human life, but he was very, I don't know, just...
I don't know. I thought his character was cool. Again, not really shown much. And dude, the whole that was weird. They threw in the bombing.
That's what I was about to say. Like that, I didn't know like how to phrase that. But I was just like, I was gonna say he was like a warrior too much, and he was just so dark, like warrior. Like he was like it was just like he was so like scared and timid, and like had this dark past. I was just like that was my issue with Fastos. I was like, he's not a tinker. He's like. He's struggling with the Hiroshima bombing.
That's like... I know. No, that was like they're talking about how, I mean, I guess I don't know, that whole arc was like just like out of nowhere.
It's just to show how he had no hope for humans, but at the same time he established a life with a husband and a child, so then he does have hope for, like, it's very it contradicts itself.
I mean, I think he was just I mean, I guess so, but his whole thing was like he felt at fault for it because he had advanced them too much. to the point where, like, you know, they had the weapons powerful enough to complete, like, wipe out life. And he felt like he had, I guess.
Like, I see. Come to the end of that.
I don't know. That was just, like, these arcs are just, like, thrown out of the blue, it feels like. And it's, like, not even, like, that whole, like, that thing served much of a purpose because he ended up just joining them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when they were like, oh, is Aquaman going to join Justice League? And then he joins the Justice League. Like, it's really unnecessary.
Yeah, where it just goes back on it and it's like, okay, we just wasted time doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, Kingo, I do not understand why he just left and didn't show up in the final battle. He just walked out and he's just like, I'm not doing this. And he doesn't show up again till the end. Like, I thought that was so bizarre. I was...
I guess he was just like the only one that didn't want to take a side.
Then he just
wrote him off. He supported the same thing as Icarus, but he didn't want to fight his friends. Like, that was the whole thing. But, like,
I guess so, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there was no purpose to write him off, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
Because I think he was probably the second most, actually Gilgamesh and Angelina Jolie. They're all pretty powerful. I'm not gonna lie.
And Icarus.
Yeah, obviously. But
at the number one, yeah. So I guess like them two together would have been, yeah.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, but that aspect was what tanked the most for me was the flashbacks and then the characters. There's so many, But
you didn't care about any of them.
Exactly. Yeah. I cared more about the story and what they were setting up rather than like the plot. Not the story, you know what I'm saying? Like the background. Like, Celestials was interesting, their purpose being there, and then like the like him sending the deviants, like that story part was interesting. The actual deviants themselves were like, but
it just feels weird that like all these characters are supposed to, like, at least they had arcs kind of, but even if they're underdeveloped, but like Cersei had like nothing. Like, I her only characteristic in my mind is that she cares for humans, and even that was weak.
That was her character, that's
her whole character, and I don't know what else she did. She just seems like a basic good person.
Yeah, that she was. I mean,
and like, I guess she has to struggle with this like thing of killing, the Celestial, but it's not like I feel anything because it's not humanized in any way. It's like the big thing. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't matter to me. You know.
Yeah, So the way it ended, like she ends up like stopping the thing or whatever, and then she like, I don't remember what her discussion was with her, what his face said to her. Arishem.
He was like,
he's like, prove me that this planet's worth it.
Yeah, he was like, I'll judge you, but he's gonna like leave them. I think he's gonna leave the planet alone.
Well. I was just confused at what they were setting up for that. Because I don't, like, there has to be a sequel. I don't really see the Eternals just showing up in another project like Shang-Chi 2. Like, they're not going to, so.
And when they got taken away or whatever.
Yeah, they got, like, sucked in.
I don't know. It's just, I just feel like there was a lot going on in this movie. It was not necessary to the movie at all. Just to the plot, like. Shoot, there was something else I just thought of. But...
they also had the Black Knight they just had floating around. Yeah. Like, he barely was in it. And then at the end, they set him up. But...
I actually liked his character. Like, the limited time he got.
No, I know. I did too. He just, like, was, I don't know, barely there.
Yeah. There was something else. It's a deviance. And then I don't remember.
Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah. He was there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that. I don't remember, if I'm being honest, though. Just continue. Sprite was just the worst.
Yeah, that she bothered. It was the actress as well. It wasn't the character. Yeah. She was just on my nerves the whole time.
I feel like she could have been interesting, but the way, I don't know. Yeah,
not even just the actress, I guess. I guess that's unfair because that is just a hard like arc to write. It's hard. It's just because they've been around for thousands of years. It's hard to sell to me that she would just turn her back on her friends because of one guy that she loved.
Yeah. And I mean, the fact that she loves him wasn't shown either. So,
yeah, it's just it's like so many things
that, like, I just don't, I can't.
No, they could have made three movies out of this.
Yeah. I feel like if they focused, and like, even Cersei and Icarus, like, their whole relationship was not really
Yeah, the most you see is when they show flashbacks of them walking around that human village back in like whatever BC.
This movie was just like, it was fun to watch just because, I don't know, it was cool.
Yeah, but and like, their powers are
like,
cool.
Like, start thinking about it, it's just like all over the place.
Yeah, no, the more I talk about it, the more I dislike it. So it's just, I've learned that I liked the ideas presented, but it was executed kind of poorly.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Like when I got out, I was like, I can see why an audience would like this because they're not really paying attention to that. They're just like, it's visually appealing.
Oh, but it's one of the better looking like MCU
films. But like, critics would hate this movie.
Yeah.
And I know why. Because everything that a movie is supposed to do, it just does not do.
Pacing, just not there. Characters, just not there.
Plot progression is just
all over the place.
Yeah. Character development, no.
It's random just twists. There's not really a.
Oh,
antagonist.
That's what it was. That's, wait, the twist.
Deviant,
oh, the
Icarus.
Twist that they're all robots or whatever. Like, I don't, what?
I forget what it was. Did he send the Deviants there first and the Eternals to come get them? Or
yeah, it was just unnecessary context. That,
really
like, made
weird.
Me feel nothing. Like, I don't.
And there's just a ton of those guys out everywhere now, all these robot Eternals.
Yeah, and the whole, like, Deviant that became human that was, like, a weird. I don't. I thought he looked weird. You guys said he looked fine. I thought he looked really strange. Like, not that the CGI was bad. Like,
I know what you're saying.
But it was just, like, weird looking.
Yeah.
And he just, like, served no purpose. I don't know. Like, these things, and I don't know how to explain why they're in the movie. It's not necessary. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of juggling of a lot of, like, it, I don't know how you ex. I don't, like, we hear so much about, like, studio meddling, and, like, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. In one of those podcasts, those like,
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, that series. I got to write these down. But anyway, it's not that though, and I'm like 90% sure that it was the director's vision to have all this. You know, so it's just like that. That's the confusing part. Is just like, wow, they really wanted to throw all that in.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I just feel like I don't know. I don't know how they could have done it better because like the Deviants are almost necessary so that they can justify why the Eternals haven't showed up previously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they could probably write it in a way where it made sense. Like, I'm just doing this at the top of my head, but like, I don't think the Deviants are really necessary other than that. So I feel like they, if they were removed as a conflict in some way, that would be better. And if it was just like, I don't know, Icarus's betrayal. And if it was like focused more and I felt it more, that would have been better. And like, maybe remove all these characters or make them minor characters because they almost feel like they're trying to be main characters, but they're not.
I know.
Just make them minor characters. Don't give them arcs or don't try to. Focus on the characters that matter, like Icarus, Cersei, and like
to that point, they die. Like they died anyway, so it's like that.
Yeah.
You don't need to try to give them like huge like moments or arcs if they're just gonna not show up in future projects. You know.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a lot. I feel like this movie could have done better. It was a risk. Did not pay off super well, I don't think. I mean, I don't know. It's just going to be weird. Especially to see them like in future projects. It's going to be
I really wonder that ties it. Plus the scale of things. I remember talking about that not... I said, like, I don't agree with it completely, but, like, Endgame almost, like, it seems not small scale, but it's just talking about, like, wiping out half the universe and, like obviously that's a big deal, but now we're talking about Celestials and wiping out entire planets just by, like, spawning them and, like, they have the ultimate power. They're not, I don't even think they are considered life. Like, I don't think the snap could even wipe them out, so.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it the stakes of that just don't fit now with these, like, Hawkeye and Spider-Man No Way Home even. Like, it just seems smaller scale.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
that's one of the issues.
These types of movies used to be like in previous phases, this type of movie would be like closer to like, I don't know, just like a one-off movie of, and it would not be like nearly as big. Like, I don't know. I can't name one. I mean, I guess like Iron Man 3 or like, I don't like, I mean, I guess it's not a solo movie because they're still like teaming up, but all the Avengers movies, I mean, it was Ultron. It's not nearly as big. I mean, and the Attack on New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like these things don't even compare to like this huge.
And it's like the third movie. It's like the third movie of the phase. And it's like, and we know it's like an origin type movie. So we're not like, the stakes just don't feel high, even though I know they're like supposed to be gargantuan.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's like almost too big to the point where I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like they're telling me that it's bigger, even though like if I rewatch the first Avengers, I feel like the Battle of New York would feel like it has more stakes than this, which is just not feel right. But
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I feel like I'd like to see more of these characters because I think they have the potential to be really good characters. It's just they need to be more developed and they need to like, I need to care about them.
Hot take. I don't even know if this is a hot take anymore because at first I liked this more than Shang-Chi just because it was creative. But
I know, same. Yeah. But now I'm thinking back on it, I think Shang-Chi.
Yeah, the more we talk about it now, it's like Shang-Chi felt a lot more structured and I went back on what I said, but Eternals, yeah. I used to like it more, but it's not even a hot take anymore. I'm just agreeing with the population.
I don't know. I don't really like either. Like both of them are just like the plot's kind of lacking. At least I felt the characters were better in Shang-Chi.
Yeah. Did you like Eternals or in Black Widow?
I don't know anymore.
I don't either. The movies haven't been
like Black Widow. Like,
yeah,
I still kind of like it.
It's not bad.
Because Yelena's in it. She's amazing. And I like Black Widow's character, like, in general. I didn't used to like Natasha, but after rewatching the MCU, I actually liked her a lot more.
It was just such a weird, like, timing. Oh.
Yeah, no, the movie
just died, and it's like, we can see her one more time, and now we're never going to see her again.
It's just like, it went from Black Widow to Shang-Chi to Eternals. It's just like a really weird jump. Yeah.
I think the shows have been considerably better. Like I'd say WandaVision, as flawed as it is, was way more interesting and fun than some of the movies so far.
Yeah.
I think Falcon Winter Soldier doesn't even compare to anything. I think that show misfired.
The show's not good, dude.
Yeah, that was like a first, like, just not good. But Loki was good. Hawkeye's good right now. I don't know. I just think it's after Hawkeye, we were talking about, but we just have to do a reflecting on Phase 4 type deal because it's so different so far. We knew it would be, but What If? I forgot that came out.
I like the fact that it's like a little cheesy. I don't know. It just, and it like gives off Christmas vibes.
Hawkeye? Like,
I know.
It's
like a Christmas show, but like it gives, it just feels like a Christmas. I don't know how to explain it.
I like Hawkeye.
And I like the fact that the like villains almost don't feel serious.
Or
like
the mafia
group? Yeah, like they're like joking around, like it's kind of cool. I don't know,
it's just, I think it's a little refreshing after a movie like this with
I don't know, it's just like I remember walking out of the movie theater and being like, that was an all right movie, and like I had all these flaws in mind, but I still enjoyed watching it and I thought it was cool. But yeah, not looking back, it's just like it's too long and it's just like, why?
When they start the movie off with like a text card or whatever, it's like a little bit of a red flag. Like we're in a long movie here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Eternals though. My ranking so far. Wait, this for, oh, you froze.
Hmm. Oh.
Oh, sorry. You froze really quick.
Yeah. What were you saying?
Oh, for the TikTok. My ranking so far, I think, would go Shang-Chi, Black Widow. No, I don't know. I don't have a ranking, actually. It's Black Widow or Shang-Chi.
I think I need to rewatch the movies.
I think so, too. Except for Eternals.
I guess I didn't watch the movies once. I don't know. Because, like, the other movies, they were just so long ago. Where it's like, I had already seen them multiple times. I don't know.
I think our issue is we're so used to Marvel being a bit like flawless that nowadays when they're producing so many things now that they're bound to make errors. Like I can name an error from each one. Like Black Widow, I thought Taskmaster was kind of fumbled. Shang-Chi, I thought the final act was not good. And this movie, it just was too jumbled. And I could go on about the shows as well. Like I just feel like each project so far has had a little bit of inconsistency.
Issues. I mean, I wouldn't say Marvel's flawless. You know,
they're not. It's just they felt like that for years. You know, even when a movie like Thor was coming out, I was like, it's fine. It's not even that bad. Like,
I just felt a lot closer to the characters. I don't know. Like, they just had like natural charisma that I just don't feel. And I don't know if I'm biased just because I'm upset that everyone else like was written off.
No, because what's Black Panther came out in 2018. Like, that's a fairly new character, yet we felt so close to him. It's the way they're written and portrayed, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, I just don't feel like I feel for these characters as much as I did before.
Like, and here's the, yeah,
I don't know.
You know how Phantom Menace, everyone was convincing themselves like that it wasn't that bad. I feel like people, yeah, are trying to fanboy over these new, like Shang-Chi, like when it came out, it's not a top three movie. Everyone was saying that. WandaVision, everyone's like, oh, this should be nominated for whatever. It's like, no, it shouldn't. Like, I think people are still holding on to like what they felt from Endgame, trying to put it onto these new characters, even though they're, yeah, not just there yet.
Yeah. I just don't feel for these characters that much. Like, even in Iron Man 1, I like that movie. I don't even know. I think I might like it more so. Like, I really like that movie just because I like
no Iron Man 1.
Tony's
is like,
character is just like really well portrayed. Like, he just already from the bat, his character is really good.
And they're not, and it's effortless, you know. Like they show it through like his experiences, yeah, and how he like talks, and it's like you're around him so much. But these, yeah, ones, I feel like they're forcing character development on me. Like,
yeah.
Even if people don't say it out loud, like casual moviegoers will still like it'll affect them. They won't connect with like half the Eternals, and they'll be like, "Oh, that character was lame." You know,
yeah.
Nobody hates Tony Stark, so
I know.
And there's a reason. So.
His character is good, and like all the characters are like that. Like even Hawkeye, I feel like I honestly liked his character. And I'm glad that he's finally getting the spotlight. Just from Age of Ultron, like finally he got some screen time,
yeah,
and dialogue, and I was like, oh. His character can actually be cool. Because in the first Avengers movie, he was like gone because he was being like
brainwashed.
Yeah. So like he wasn't even in it. But yeah. But he's finally getting good screen time. I mean, I guess there's Kate Bishop. Like, she's a new character that I like and I would, yeah, like to see more of. I don't know.
I think that's also Hawkeye is writing their characters well. I think it's, yeah, it. As we've talked about Eternals more, I think I've realized that it's the characters that are falling flat a little bit.
Yeah. It might just be the fact that they're like losing that Marvel like humor.
Yeah. Or just charisma is a, yeah, like, yeah, this.
They're like straying away from like that. Like the quips are like, they're cheesy, but I don't know. Maybe I've just grown attached to them.
Scooby-Doo, this crap.
But it's like almost like these movies aren't as funny. I mean, I guess Shang-Chi was like that kind of, they tried that. I just didn't like him that much. So maybe. But Eternals, like, I don't know, wasn't that funny, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not very attached to Shang-Chi, like, as a character, which is weird because, like, not that this matters a ton to me, but we're both Asian. I've never seen it, like, an Asian-led superhero. Like, I haven't seen that as much as people make a big deal. So you think I'd feel, like, some sort of bias to, but I don't. Like, he's just another person to me, you know?
Wong is amazing.
Wong is the best ever.
I'm glad that he's Asian.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a solo movie.
He should. He's going to.
I don't want to come out controversial by saying this, but I just feel like Marvel's... I feel like they're taking steps to try to just make characters have their own... Like what's the... Loki, they just said was... Like, I know he is in the comics.
Yeah.
But they just said he's bisexual or whatever they said he was. And it's like, okay. And then Shang-Chi was the first Asian-led...
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I like that they're doing that culturally, but then Fastos has a husband and it's fine. I just feel like they're just throwing things like out there to make it a little more,
yeah,
adjustable for a broader audience. And like, they're kind of forgetting to actually give them development. It feels like that a little bit.
No, I get what you're saying. Like,
I don't want that to sound closed-minded.
No, yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I think a little bit, they're trying to push this agenda and make themselves, yeah, more open to these things. And I think it's a good thing.
Of course.
It's not when they're not doing it very well. Like, I mean, the best example I can think of, and we talked about it a lot, was Falcon Winter Soldier, like this whole race issue. I feel like it, yeah, was underdeveloped until the last minute.
Yeah.
And then they just like shoved it at you and it was like, oh.
Yeah, because I mentioned Loki, but I think Loki is a fantastic character. And I like, if anything, I like that they gave him that trait because I think it'll make him more open to audiences while also having like deep character traits. You know, like I want I don't want Marvel thinking that that's a definitive character trait, because that's not a trait. That's just like a aspect of your personality, you know?
Yeah, no, I think Loki's fine. I mean, they didn't really do anything with it. I think they mentioned like one time that he dated a guy like in the show.
That's, but to me, that's the perfect way to do it, because you're going to please a wide variety of people, but you're still going to give him like development.
Yeah, I just don't want it to be like the main focus of a character, like what you said, like their whole character trait. I thought Fastos was fine. Like, I thought, I mean, he was one of the characters that I kind of liked.
I did too. I didn't
mind the fact that he was gay. Like,
I just thought he showed up extremely late in that movie.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I think that's why I didn't really connect with him, but.
I don't know. Like, I think Black Panther did it in a good way. It was like one of the first superhero movies, whatever.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel, I mean, well, the issue of race was included.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in a good way. Like, Killmonger was talking about, like,
and the narrative about like third world countries, you know, that's I don't know if that ties with race, but that's like a real issue. And they portrayed that well. It was a major theme, but they did it well, you know?
Yeah. Shang-Chi, I wouldn't say they were trying to like force Asian.
They weren't.
But no, I get what you're saying. Like, I don't think they've done it so much, but I don't want them to do it in the future.
Yeah. I did think Shang-Chi was funny though, how like the one like white dude was that big Russian like villain. That's kind of funny. I don't know if that was intentional, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you have to go soon. It's 3:11.
Yeah, that's true. I do.
And I mean, that's pretty much concludes our talk for Eternals, I feel like.
Yeah.
Pretty
shorter episode.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, just structurally, there was a lot of flaws, but I think it's still enjoyable to watch if you don't think about it too much.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth the watch, and I think it sets up more than it delivered on its own, which I think is kind of bad, because a major complaint people have is that like maybe they're too focused on setting up a universe rather than making a good movie.
And that's that's true. But yeah, I mean, I'm so excited to see what's going to go on with the future.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Especially the Black Knight. That seems like the most interesting part of the whole thing.
Yeah, which is...
And Harry Styles, I guess, actually.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how that ties in, because I actually don't know how that ties in at all. Yeah. I guess Eternals too, right? Because he's teaming up with the rest of them.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be cool to see
him
being like the brother of Thanos. I don't know how that works, but... I mean, we'll get more, you know, context later. I think we're gonna call it there for today.
Yep.
Like the video if you haven't already, comment down below if you know, whatever, if you thought this video was good, comment that. Or
Arnold Webster,
where's the energy vampire now? I don't
see
him. He's not here,
he's been eliminated.
It's true. Comment if you want to like some movies that you would like us to watch, or if we've already watched them, review, and we will, maybe, I don't know. If you've made it this far, then you're either me, Nathan, or a dedicated fan, so congratulations. Unless you skip to the end, in that case I don't like you as much,
or we're famous and you went back or to watch famous. Our first podcast.
That's true. Follow our TikTok and Instagram at the post credits pod. It'll be linked down in the description. We're going to be finishing the logo soon, and we'll get the channel art uploaded. Making upgrades to studio equipment. You know, we are uploading more consistently. We're taking this seriously. We're going to blow up, guys. It's going to happen.
Yeah. As long as we keep cranking them out, I have more clips, and we'll just...
Eventually, it just has to, like, it has to do something. Okay.
We'll be back.
See you next time for, I don't know. We keep saying Legend of Korra or something, but I don't know what it'll be.
That one's hard just because the timing with people.
Yeah, because
we should do Daredevil in the next week, because No Way Home comes out soon.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.